Hey, Lena.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, everyone. Happy weekend.
Yay, it's Saturday. We're recording on this Saturday.
I know, we're just full of surprises and changes. But yeah, it feels good. It's morning-ish,
mm-hmm. No, I think. It's actually noon-ish.
No, it's still 11:40.
Okay.
It's still morning. The sun is shining, mm-hmm. streaming in for the next 2 hours before the sun starts to set.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today on the podcast, Lena?
We are talking about Thanksgiving that uh-huh. we celebrated last weekend.
Right.
And we're answering the questions we have received.
Yes! Yay! So much fun.
Yeah. So, but first, Liz.
Yes.
How are you doing?
How am I doing? I'm doing pretty good. Well, I mean, it's weekend, so what's there to complain about today? No, but overall, I had a pretty good week this week. Definitely felt better than probably the past 6 to 7 weeks
mm-hmm.
This week did. So that's good.
Good.
Yeah. How are you, Lena?
I'm pretty good, too. I still have, not that much energy, but I have way more than I used to have.
Yeah.
So that is really great.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited that it's Saturday and we don't have any plans.
Feels so good.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm doing pretty okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yay.
Hope all of you are doing okay this weekend.
Yeah.
Out there.
Last weekend,
mm-hmm.
we celebrated Thanksgiving.
We did.
It's usually the Thursday.
Right.
Well, it is the Thursday, but we celebrated it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And your cousin and her boyfriend flew in from Paris.
Yes.
And stayed here for a few days. And then we had some other family members coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Ate good food.
Yeah.
Who
loves Thanksgiving food?
Oh my gosh, I love Thanksgiving food. I'm so happy that that has come into my life.
I know.
And I feel sorry for everybody who are missing out on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
Yeah. So, what did you think about Thanksgiving? I was about to say Christmas now, but Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I think it was really cozy and good.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah, kind of what I just wanted it to be. Saturday in preparation, you know, we had my cousin, as you said, and her boyfriend here, and we went to the grocery store and picked up things, and then we came back, and you guys sat at the kitchen table and did things, kept me company, and I did some cooking and preparing, and everybody kept asking to help, but it just really felt like, I don't know if I was a control freak or what, but it just felt like kind of a one-person deal. I just did one thing after another, and I had prepared some things Friday night.
Well, so that's like a tradition that you have done now for a few years. So you have a system going.
Yeah, I have my groove.
Yeah.
So it was really cozy because it got dark and we had candles lit and we were drinking wine and eating cheese and...
And olives. So I love them so much. So we have to go and get some today.
Okay, we're walking to the store, but it is sunny, so...
Mm-hmm.
That should be nice to take a tiny little walk to the store.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then dinner was nice and we had 9 people over
mm-hmm.
and, oh no, elbow on the table.
Painful.
Yeah. So it was really cozy.
Yes.
I think, mm-hmm. and just really relaxed and chill. Yeah. Simple and I did it, did it. Lena has pointed out that I absolutely... Oh, no. I'm so horrible. Lena has, what's the English word? Discovered that that I answer my own questions or reply to my own statements.
Like agreeing with yourself.
Yes, I agree with myself. It could be some psychological issue I have. But anyways, apparently I say something, I make a statement or ask a question, and then I go, I don't wait for any response. I just go, yeah. And I just did it. So she started laughing.
And it was so, so obvious there. And I'm not going to cut that one out because the truth is that I am cutting out so many of your own agreements.
Thank you.
That is crazy.
But don't hang me out to dry.
No. I'm hanging with you.
Yeah.
I'm not agreeing with myself, but I'm doing a lot of thinking out loud. Like, so every single time I edit the podcast before I release it, I like have to cut out so many
Yeah. And yes, from me. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Now you know our secrets, the things that don't make it into the podcast.
And you are probably really happy that you're not getting to hear all of those.
Yeah, because it cuts out minutes and minutes. Yeah. Anyways, let's move forward. Yeah. Shall we move on to some questions?
Yes.
Read one, Lena. Read the first one.
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Liz. My favorite Christmas movie is very hard to say,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know. I have a few for different reasons. Uh-huh. For instance, I can never remember which one. I think I love Holiday Inn. It's mm-hmm. a really old black and white Bing Crosby movie. And I love it because I remember watching it with my mom every Christmas. Particularly when she's ironing or something, and we were watching it. I don't know. So I was pretty young. But I just get feelings of nostalgia when I watch that one. And I love Miracle on 34th Street, the old one, mm-hmm. in black and white as well. Gosh, I'm old. because of the same sort of reasons. It's kind of the first one I love to watch after Thanksgiving, because it's got the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade in it.
Mm.
So it feels like a good transition.
For non-Americans,
yes.
What is what you just mentioned now?
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yes.
Is the huge parade in New York City that happens on Thanksgiving Day, and it is the official start of the holiday season, the Christmas holiday season. Because at the very end of the parade is 3 hours long and, like, goes through 30-some blocks in New York City.
And princes, mm-hmm. they're, like, they have Broadway shows happening in that parade.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It's,
I love it.
It's just so much. It's, mm-hmm. it's like,
it's floats,
big. Balloons, and musicals, and bands from all, like, marching bands from high schools across the U.S. That march in the parade, and at the end, the very last thing, every single year except for one, and I think this has been going on since the 20s, or I don't know, I didn't do my historical fact-checking, but 80 years-ish or something like that, is Santa. Santa is the very last thing, so that's like the official beginning of the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just love it. One bucket list is I will be in New York City for the Thanksgiving Day parade 1 year.
May I be with you?
Absolutely.
Thank
Wouldn't
you.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Okay, so back
But why is it called Macy's?
Because it was started by Macy's, the store, the
yeah.
department store,
mm-hmm.
Back in the day. And Miracle on 34th Street, the movie, is based on a person who is the story of a person who works at the Macy's department store and is in charge of the Thanksgiving Day parade and things with Santa and stuff. It's magical.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Oh, there's so, so many that I love.
Just name drop a few.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. That's a new movie-ish. I love that one. Do you want me to say all of the ones? Because I think we have some of the same. Why don't you name drop some,
Well,
Lena?
You have name dropped a few already that I...
Yeah, but like, I know there's one that
but
you're going to say.
But I love Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
And that is... I mean, I had seen it before we met.
Yeah. The National Lampoon one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But your family's tradition to watch it on Christmas Eve mm-hmm. evening.
Yeah.
It's just like so much fun.
It is.
So cozy and fun. And I know like the lines now.
Yeah.
And I laugh before funny things happen because uh-huh. I know that they're going to happen. So I love that one. I love The Grinch.
Yeah.
As well. And then there are like a few Swedish ones
mm-hmm.
That I like to watch as well. And it's Sunes Jul, Carl Bertil Jonsson. And then there is a movie that has always been shown during Christmas.
I know what you mean.
But it's not a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's The Sound of Music. But those are a few. There are so many.
There's so many. I love... Oh, and I love stupid, cheesy, like, romantic Hallmark Christmas movies. They're so dumb, but I just, when I have nothing else to do, like, I'm thinking maybe later on today, it doesn't have to be on the TV, I can watch on my computer, I might need to watch one, just because.
Yeah.
They're so stupid and Christmassy.
Yeah, I usually get irritated with those because they are so stupid. But it could be cozy to have it in the background while I'm, like, doing
I didn't know
stuff.
If you wanted to play PlayStation or something.
I might want to do that, too.
I mean, we have hours, so we can share the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next, right?
Yes. Number two. The question is, I was wondering how Christmas is celebrated in Sweden. Mm-hmm. Good question. Why don't you begin with that, Lena?
Okay. So... First of all, in Sweden, you celebrate on Christmas Eve, the 24th, mm-hmm. instead of Christmas Day.
Right.
So that is, like, one big thing. And then it's so individual from family to family what you do. But I can say, like, how I have celebrated Christmas mm-hmm. before, or that I do every now and then mm-hmm. too. So we wake up in the morning and...
On the 24th.
On the 24th. And there is, like, a stocking hanging, usually on the door, with, like, a magazine, some candy. And then I walk down the stairs, and there is a fire in the fireplace. There's mm-hmm. Christmas music playing, and we eat, like, breakfast together. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, like, the Christmas kind of porridge and sandwiches with ham, for those who eat ham. I don't. and just, like... gathering around like mm-hmm. the table and eat like probably for a couple of hours just or at
that's
least we
very typical in your family
yeah we hang out and talk a lot mm-hmm. so and then we eat then we get ready and we eat Christmas lunch so that's like a dinner but mm-hmm. at lunchtime because it's cooked and the typical Swedish Christmas food is a lot of meat and fish
mm-hmm.
it is meatballs potatoes, ham is the big part
right.
that you eat. Ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Help me out.
Like little sausages.
Yeah.
And then there's some bread and cheese. There's always bread and cheese
uh-huh.
at every meal in Sweden.
Yeah.
But it is just a big mass of meat. Are there eggs or is that just
eggs? No, I think it is.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. And then after that, we had like food coma.
Mm-hmm.
Chill a little bit until we have fika.
mm-hmm. Which is the coffee time in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. And, of course, this is, like, family and extended family.
Right.
Like, around 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after fika, Dad needs to go and buy the paper.
Yeah.
Today's paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then he missed Santa, who's coming.
Yeah, because Santa always comes when the dad leaves.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that happens every year.
Santa comes.
Yeah.
And leave the gifts.
Yeah.
And then we...
He actually, like, gives out the gifts.
Yeah,
from
like...
From experience. Like, comes in, sits down,
mm-hmm.
and, like, has a bag with all the gifts in it.
Yeah.
And hands them out to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, like, we open the gifts, and we have a lot of, like, candy. It's typical to make, like, homemade candy.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, we eat, like, a sandwich mm-hmm. with ham on, like, similar to what we ate for breakfast in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of nuts and chocolate.
And what happens at a certain time in the afternoon?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that I forgot.
I know, this is, like, the entire Swedish population.
This is... Like, Swedish people do this, and it's so crazy. It's a tradition back from... Now, I should have done the history.
I know, we don't know our history. It's okay.
But it's like, for a long time, there has been at 3 o'clock, or actually 2:55 in the afternoon, there is someone who's introducing this program by lighting a candle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like a huge thing. And then at 3, like, Disney comes on.
Yeah.
And it's a special kind of... Disney show where there are different shorter clips from different Disney movies.
Disney, like cartoons.
Cartoons,
yeah.
Yes. Some of them with a Christmas theme. Mm-hmm. Some of them are not.
Right.
It's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know the lines because we've been watching it since we were like newborn.
Right.
And then it's also introduction to the newest cartoon movie that's coming out.
Oh, right.
In the movies.
Yeah, there's always like a trailer at the end. Yeah.
And then there's also another show that I mentioned among my favorite Christmas movies, called Bertillon Son, that shows in the evening too. So we usually watch that.
Yeah.
Then we hang out and just chit-chat, play with the stuff that we perhaps got, and then we go to sleep, and then, like, Christmas is over in a sense. But then if you are Christian and actually, like, an active Christian,
yeah,
then you go to church on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, nothing happens on Christmas Day.
No, a lot of people go to movies because a lot of movies are coming out on the 25th. Yeah, so we celebrate on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I think that we actually combined the next question a little bit with that one. So that was the question on celebrating in Sweden, Christmas in Sweden. And the next question was, what is on your Christmas menu?
Yeah.
Which you've covered, Lena.
Yeah, I covered it in Sweden, but perhaps you can tell us what it is on the American one.
That is really hard to answer because it's I know what it has been in my family, so I can only talk about that because I don't think that there is a really traditional Christmas menu for people. People do have ham. Some people have turkey, so those kinds of things are big centers. But in my family, our food is pretty much the same thing as Thanksgiving. So we have green bean casserole, we have sweet potatoes, yams, turkey, and ham, dressing, cranberry sauce, a salad, maybe mashed potatoes. That's what we had when I was growing up. And then rolls and butter, like homemade rolls.
Corn pudding,
right. This is what we had, like, growing up. The rolls that my grandmother made were delicious. They, like, melted in your mouth. Everything, these are very southern dishes as well, so everything is full of sugar and butter, which means that it tastes delicious. It's like eating dessert all of the time.
It is.
But it's very vegetarian-centered, actually.
Mm-hmm, and I love it.
Yeah, so that's why Lena loves it. For Christmas now, when we're with my family, I can't even remember, the last time we had Christmas, we had Thanksgiving food because we had, the last time we celebrated Christmas in the U.S., your parents were there as well. So it was like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have Thanksgiving food. Sometimes we have had, no, I guess that's what we've generally had for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious and good. And we have our Christmas meal on Christmas Day, sometime in the afternoon. But we also usually have, like, a really good Christmas morning breakfast that's, like, cinnamon rolls or something like that. So, while we're opening presents and lots of coffee and with my family. So, that's kind of what our menu is.
And perhaps you wonder how we celebrate Christmas since we are one American and one Swedish. And we have, like, a deal with our families. And with ourselves, that every other year we go to the States, and every other year we stay here in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever we are, that's basically the way we're celebrating.
Right.
This year we're going to the States.
Mm-hmm.
So we want, like, really celebrate on Christmas Eve, especially not, like, in a Swedish way.
No.
And
I mean, we have traditions in the U.S. on Christmas Eve that we'll probably take part in at some point, like the movie.
Yeah. And when we're in Sweden, we're doing it the Swedish way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we choose to open some gifts on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, we're just doing it in whatever way it is in the country we are in.
Exactly.
Should we move on to
next?
Should I read the question?
Yeah, do it. Go, Leah.
Okay. Did you get any negative comments or what kind of feedback you got from the filming of the movie? Yeah, and this person says that, I know I read a few weeks ago you said you were dealing with some negativity, and this person was just curious where it came from. Will you go ahead and answer that, Liz?
Yeah, this was quite a few weeks ago now, and I believe that the person thought that perhaps the negativity was coming from the filming that we did. If you recall, if you heard a few weeks ago, or actually 2 months ago now, we did some filming for a TV show. It was not. We did not receive any negative feedback from that filming. We've received amazing feedback from the people that we worked with. So that was so much fun. There was negativity in some other places in my life that I was dealing with. But I feel like that has kind of sorted itself out. And it gave me a chance to really think about negativity in my life and how I let that in and how I can, like, combat that and not soak in the negativity, but instead continually push out as much positive stuff as mm-hmm. I possibly can.
Yeah.
So that's that. The next question is, I'm just wondering if you have ever experienced depression for no reason or felt so overwhelmed that you felt paralyzed. Lena, do you want to take that first?
Yeah, I can start. First of all, I do believe that depression builds up from probably multiple things. Mm-hmm. So there is a reason or reasons, but the person might not be aware of it and therefore feel overwhelmed and can't really like localize where it comes from. Mm-hmm. So, but that's just like how I think, like I see it. Mm-hmm. So yes, I have experience depression, but it's usual that comes along with anorexia. Mm-hmm. That was the reason, like, or not reason, but it's just physically that it tags along. Mm-hmm. So I have felt that definitely, and totally felt paralyzed and overwhelmed.
How have you dealt with that, Lena?
That is a good question, because when you get overwhelmed, it's good to try to refocus on here and now, mm-hmm. and what you can deal with right now, and not to think about something in the history or in the future, because history is done,
yeah,
and future you don't know about. So what you can deal with is right now,
yeah,
and therefore perhaps you don't need to get as overwhelmed when you can just focus on now,
yeah,
the present time. And I know this is like way harder.
Yeah, you know.
I know. But that is truly like something that I have experienced is helping me. Mm-hmm. Once I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
But also to be able to open up to other people, mm-hmm. and let them know how you're feeling so you can get support and help from others. Mm-hmm. Because it is hard to deal with it all by yourself.
Yeah.
So that has helped me as well. And then, of course, when it is together with eating disorder, everything gets better if you just get into eating again,
yeah.
on a regular basis and enough food. Mm-hmm. So you're not like in starvation mode.
Yeah.
So because that, once you gain weight, when it comes to anorexia, that's what I can like talk about. Mm-hmm. Once you gain weight, usually the depression gets lower, because mm-hmm. the body is not in a starvation mode, mm-hmm. and therefore you can handle things better. You don't have as much anxiety. And but I think also, like, because when you're depressed, you don't want to do anything. It's like, it's such a crazy experience. Mm-hmm. You just like feel blah, no energy, you don't want to do anything, mm-hmm. you isolate yourself. So therefore, it's really important for everybody who's dealing with this to make sure that you eat and drink, mm-hmm. that you sleep, mm-hmm. but also have a good balance being awake and sleep. So it's not like you're laying down in bed like the whole day and not doing anything.
Right.
To get like fresh air, try to remember what you have liked earlier in life, mm-hmm. and try to do something. It doesn't have to be a whole lot, but to pick up something that you mm-hmm. actually love to do.
Yeah.
Because then you get a taste of it, and perhaps that can remind you how you felt mm-hmm. earlier when you did that, and that can bring some light into your life in the present time. So to analyze what you like to do, to get help from other people, mm-hmm. to reach out, make sure that you eat, sleep, and drink, and have a balance between sleeping and being awake. Mm-hmm. And it feels like there was another one.
Being present.
And being present. That was what I was mentioning first. Those are my tips. And
You totally just said, yeah, I'm so sorry, and agreed with yourself.
Oh my gosh, I totally did.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, ruin the mood, but I just happened to notice.
That's awesome. So yeah, that's my answer. So Liz, have you ever experienced depression?
First of all, I need to say, Lena, that those are amazing tips.
Oh, thank you.
That was really good. Really good. And for me, no, I have not ever experienced depression. I've experienced bad times, sad moments, and tough times, mm-hmm. but not what I think / know of as depression.
You have experiences, like second person.
Oh, as a person dealing with, living with someone with depression. Yeah.
So you have another perspective.
Yeah, I do. I think of depression as like a sustained feeling of hopelessness, in a mm-hmm. sense. That may sound kind of clinical, but I think I've read that somewhere when I've studied psychology or something. But I haven't really given much thought to answering it from the perspective of someone living with someone with depression. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like prepared to answer that right now. It requires patience.
Yeah.
That I can say.
And to not forgive forget yourself.
No, and that's one of the main things mm-hmm. that I work on all of the time. Because it's so easy to just go into mode of, like, trying to make the other person happy all of the time. And to get to the point where I realize that I am not the source of another person's happiness, actually. I can't control that at all. I mean, of course, my presence may make you happier, you know, mm-hmm. just as yours makes me happier. But ultimately, happiness comes from within one's own self.
Yeah.
And when you're experiencing depression, you, Lena, when you have been experiencing those periods of that, if you're working on being present in the now, I'm actually just working on being present. That's mm-hmm. sometimes that's all I can do to support, is to just be here.
Yeah.
Because I can't choose things for you. Mm-hmm. And I can't make it all better. And that's what's tough, being the person who's, like, living with someone.
And I also think it's really important that you don't, like, close out life because of another person.
Right.
Isn't functioning. Mm-hmm. You still have a life. You still have to take care of yourself and mm-hmm. keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That is really important. Exactly. As well.
And it's really hard to not get sucked in. Speaking of negativity from the earlier thing, to get sucked into a feeling of that. So for me personally, what I do, and I've mentioned it so many times on this podcast and everywhere, but it's just the thing that works for me in my life right now. What I do is I get up early in the morning and I try and sit by myself for a while. It truly helps me mm-hmm. and keeps me focused on myself and reminds me of what's important to me. And I stand and look out the window. These are things that are important to me. Mm-hmm. They sound silly to some or maybe little or whatever, but it's just important to me. And that's how I keep myself going and focused. And that's what I do when I have hard times as well for myself. So that's kind of our thoughts on depression at the moment. And then our last question, what made you move to Denmark and what did you do there?
So that was 2008.
Yeah.
And I was studying to become a social worker. Mm-hmm. And I was living further up north in Sweden. I had some struggles with my eating disorder mm-hmm. then, and I've gone through treatment. I just needed a break from that city mm-hmm. and to change environment.
Right.
I had an internship coming up, so I was like, perhaps I can do that somewhere else, perhaps abroad, but I didn't want to go that far. So, and then at the same time, it's so connected with you. So yeah, should you go ahead and start saying why you were thinking about Denmark?
Exactly. So my reason for going to Denmark was because I needed to change my life completely. I had just previously decided that I wanted to get a divorce from my ex-husband. And I was living in North Carolina. I decided it's time for a divorce. He moved out. I stayed there. I had been working at a church for about 7 years at that point. And I just decided now's my chance. The whole world is open to me, and I've always wanted to live in Europe, and I have some connections in Denmark. So I'm gonna quit my job at the church. And I had just graduated with a master's degree. So I decided I'm just gonna go to Denmark. Mm-hmm. I'll find a job. I'll figure it out. So I did. I sold my house and gave away things and decided, yeah, I'm doing it. Just jumping and doing it. And talking with Lena all through this, you know. And so it all worked out, like, nicely. Go ahead, Lena.
Yeah, pick it up. Because 2007, the summer before that, we had met each other for the first time.
Right.
When you were traveling around in Scandinavia and the Baltic countries. On an exchange program with some youth. So, and I was like showing you around in Sweden mm-hmm. for a week. So that's how we met. And then we were in contact for like a year mm-hmm. and we had become like really close friends. So mm-hmm. when you started mentioning about like quitting mm-hmm. Your job in the States and to actually just go ahead and move mm-hmm. to Denmark. And I was like, Denmark. Well, perhaps I can go to Denmark and do my internship.
Right.
So I talked with the supervisor, like, at school. And it just happened to be that my school in Sweden had, like, a exchange program mm-hmm. with Odense in Denmark. Mm-hmm. Which was exactly the city mm-hmm. that you were gonna go to.
Yes, that's where I was going.
So we were like, this is meant to be.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's do this. Mm-hmm. So I got a fantastic internship place in Denmark, and we went there together.
Yeah.
And lived together there.
I had connections with the church that was there. The idea was for me to perhaps get a job within that church, and they were open to that, and they wanted that, but there was nothing planned. And once I got there, it turned out that there actually wasn't enough money to hire me. While we were in Denmark, I basically ended up having like a sabbatical. I went to the church almost every day and hung out and met friends. And I did a lot of writing on my own. And I just kind of spent time with myself when I wasn't spending time with you, Lena.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing your internship.
And my internship was working with drug addicts, alcoholics, mental ill mm-hmm. And lonely people mm-hmm. at like what would you call it?
A community center.
Yeah, that was open like during the days. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Lena, I can see Lena. She's like staring out the window right now, if you could see her. And she's like remembering what it was
like.
In the meantime, uh-huh. not to take away from that, but in the meantime, suddenly, or sort of suddenly, I don't know, that's a whole long explanation story that I'm not sure we understand. We realized that we were not just friends, that right. this was what an amazing love was built on.
Yeah.
And so we officially became a couple while we were in Denmark. So Denmark has an extremely special place in our heart.
Yeah.
Because that's where this all started.
But it was actually Switzerland where we defined.
Yeah, where we had the talk.
Yeah.
Are you going to be my girlfriend? Yeah. Are you going to be my girlfriend? Yeah.
which was crazy because you had been married to a guy and I had never been together with any girls, and neither had you.
No.
So this was like totally new for us.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was that everybody else in our
around us
were like, we're not surprised.
No.
We saw that coming.
Yeah.
We were like the last ones understanding it, which was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's how it all got started.
Uh huh.
So there you go. Ask away some more if you want to know more in between 2008 and 2016.
Yeah.
Because a lot has happened. But there are some questions that we've received and mm-hmm. So much fun. Thank you so much for inquiring and asking away. And, you know, as always, shoot us something through our email address.
We just want to thank you all for the feedback we've gotten from our last episode where mm-hmm. we talked about some struggles and things that have happened to us the past like months. We really appreciate your love and thoughts. And there are still some things going on that is really tough still. So keep thinking about us. I was thinking, should we have like perhaps our challenge back?
Yeah.
I have one for us.
Okay.
We still need to work on that song.
I know.
Yeah. But we have some exciting like plans for us in the future. We are gonna work a little bit more with our plans that we have.
Yes.
Move forward a little bit closer to our goal that we have.
Right.
The more we work on it, the faster our listeners will actually get to know about it too, it feels like.
Exactly.
And now when we have a little bit more energy back, perhaps it's time to start like moving forward.
Like really taking some steps.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds amazing. I'm up for it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too. And I'm sorry that we were like so secret about it.
I know. But you know, secret things from us hopefully turn out to be good things. So,
yeah.
So yeah, just stay tuned. It won't be super long.
Not at all.
I think this is the end of the year and there's a new year coming up and all of that stuff. So it's not too long that we're going to be secret. We don't even have like a specific time frame, but we know soonish. So stay tuned.
Yeah. This Saturday or whenever you're listening, I hope you all will have an awesome day. And if you're not like satisfied with how your day is, how your moment is, try to change it and do the best out of it.
Absolutely. Agreed. Sending you love. Some gratitude. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.